You're listening to the Busy EDU Professionals Blogcast, where we're providing information and inspiration for life before, during, and after the bell.
Here's your host, Chappelle Billings.
Educators on the move. Six tips for relocating to a new state. Well, my time in Illinois has come to an end. The place where I grew up, went to college, started a teaching career, and family. I loved my tenure as an Illinois teacher and administrator. After all, I had 17 amazing years. But I was being led to a new adventure, a new chapter in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, I moved to Texas. I have to say that this was a significant event in my life. It was exciting and stressful all at the same time. There are some things that I wish I had have known before I moved, but I'm going to tell you about those. Here are six tips that I learned along the way in my whole process of relocating. Number one, pension and tenure. Think about what you may be giving up when you move to another state. So you want to call your current state retirement system to find out how many years you have vested, as well as the total amount of money that you have accrued over the years. More than likely, your pension will not transfer to the next state retirement system, so make sure you keep that in mind. Also, ask about options for a refund or rollover. There are tax implications you need to be aware of. My financial advisor helped me with this process and further explained all of the options. So make sure you know, before you move to that other state, how much pension you have in your current state. And also, as far as tenure is concerned, you are going to be starting over if you move to another state in another school district. So keep that in mind. Are you willing to give up your tenure? Number two, teaching license and certificates. Now check the license requirement in that new state. Some states offer reciprocity with other states. That usually means your teaching license will be an even swap. Now do your research and check the state education agency website or call them for information regarding out-of-state educator license requirements. So when you look up or find out information about the out-of-state education requirements, they may tell you that you might have to take their corresponding state exams, or it will be an even swap, like I said before. So as you prepare to take the corresponding exams, they may offer you a temporary license for an out-of-state educator. Number three, your job hunt. Make sure your resume and cover letter are good to go. Keep tabs on the school district websites for job postings. Also look for job fairs, not only in the new city, but the surrounding cities as well. So when you are looking for that job, I came to Dallas. So if you're looking for a job in a major city, there are plenty of suburbs around that major city. So make sure that you're hitting up those websites too. And be prepared to fly if you come across a can't-miss opportunity. So you might want to put some money to the side for a fly out. You may have an opportunity where they call you back, they want to do a face-to-face interview, or if you see some job fairs on their websites, some school districts actually hire right there at the job fair. So it would be advantageous for you just to set aside a little bit of travel money. And make sure you network, network, network. You know the saying, it's a small world, and it holds very true in education. So reach out to your professional network. LinkedIn, Facebook, your cousins, Maria who works at school district, whatever. Just make sure that you tap into that network to find out exactly what's out there. And number four, connect with a native. It is helpful to reach out to educators who actually and currently live there. They know the culture, the hiring cycle, the norms, etc. of that district. For example, they may know that that district usually hires first teachers and then administrators or vice versa. This little bit of information may help quell your anxiety if you feel you are waiting a long time to hear back. So just that little piece of information, if you say, oh, they haven't called me back and I apply for assistant principal or I apply for this teaching position and it's early in the hiring season, then that native, someone who's from that district or from that area might know that know the hiring schedule, so, and that can kind of ease your nerves a little bit. Make sure that you, they may also give you information about how to actually apply. So some districts, school districts, you will want to apply to the district office, and in some districts the principals actually do the hiring. So you want to, that particular person or that native will give you insight onto that hiring practice. Also look at your social media networks for people in your new city. Ask if they wouldn't mind speaking to you about that new place. So you would just reach out and just ask questions, even though you don't know them. If you're an introvert like I was, you're gonna have to get over it. Ask about that new city. Just reach out to somebody on LinkedIn and just ask if they have a couple minutes to chat and just get some insight about that new city. They may tell you that a particular suburb is really hiring that season. So make sure you tap into social media networks and tap into someone who actually lives in that city. And number 5, benefits. Now take a look at the benefits of the new district for which you are applying. This may be a significant consideration as the cost of health insurance vary from state to state. You can usually find this information on the website under Human Resources and Compensation. Now you don't want to get sticker shock when you're sitting in the new employee orientation at your new school district signed up for your coverage and wondering, this is how much I got to pay for health insurance? You might want to find that out before you move, because when you're comparing your, and I'll talk about cost of living in a little bit, when you're comparing your cost of living, sometimes you forget about that actual benefits and the health insurance component. And in your current district, they may pay a larger percentage, but then at your new district, they may pay a lower amount for health insurance, and then you'll be responsible for the rest, which means your take-home pay will be lower. So make sure that you research what your health benefits will be and kind of just budget for that, calculate it. Even if you find a benefits schedule from last year or call benefits for that particular school district to find out what the health insurance premiums would be that will come out of your paycheck. That's very important. I can't stress that enough. You do not want to be sitting in the new employee orientation and going over benefits and you see the cost of vision and dental and health and you know, all the other supplemental insurance coverages. So just make sure you look at your benefits before you consider the move. And number 6, salary. Compare the pay scales and compensation system with your current district. Now look at the pay structure. Is the new district on a step salary system or a merit pay system? Is that different from what you are currently in? Find a cost of living calculator and compare the salary in the original state to the new state. This information will help put things into perspective. Search online for homes for rent or sale in the areas you would consider living in. Make sure you put that cost into consideration too. This will give you current info on the prices that the cost of living calculators may not have. So you get, if you go on Zillow or realtor.com or whatever the other rental or home for sale websites are, and you put in an address that you would like to live, make sure that you calculate that price into your cost of living. Now getting back to the salary, you really want to look at the pay structure, because if you're on a step salary system in which you would get a raise every year that you work within that particular district, and then your new district is on a merit pay system, which is quite different from what you are used to, you may have to take that piece of information into consideration. So yeah, those are all the things that I would take into consideration as I am moving to another state as an educator. Catch us on our blog, busyeduprofessionals.com. This is Chappelle Billings. Talk to you later.